morning in Suruç, southeastern Turkey. Rojava Camp, one of several in this town of 20,000, is a new neighborhood of refugees who arrived following the seizure of parts of Kobani by the Islamic State, or IS. Some 400,000 people from Kobani and its surrounding villages, mostly Kurds, fled after IS militants executed hundreds of local residents, saying they were infidels, according to Shaheen, a farmer who will give only his first name.
They bombed and destroyed everything. They executed my cousin. Then they shared the photo of his head on Facebook. His name was Zuhair.
Families like this fled with only the clothes on their back. The father says local aid groups helped them a lot, but they have no money to supplement these basic rations. Winter is coming, and the weather on this high plain is turning cold, especially at night, says Fadila, a mother of five.
My children need clothes, underwear, pajamas, winter clothes. We need gas and electricity and kitchen utensils. They give us food, but not enough.
Camp coordinator Azad, also from Kobani, says more services are needed at the three-week-old facility.
Medical services, toilets, water, no electricity. We give them what we can of food and some health services.
He hopes temporary houses can be built before winter because children and the elderly are getting sick. Farmer Shaheen.
We need help. There are some people still sleeping in the streets. They don't have tents, food, or medicine. We need more help from the West and the United Nations.
The refugees say the U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State positions have helped, but they say Kurdish forces fighting IS will need heavier weapons on the ground in order to prevent the militant group from taking full control of Kobani. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Suruç, southeastern Turkey.